1776 is becoming quite a thing these days, and in more ways than one. I want to take a minute here to focus on one and only one attribute of 1776. Violence. As in, 1776 was what you could rightly call a tad bit on the violent side. This is a plain, simple historical fact. The year that saw the beginning of a successful effort of 13 colonies to separate themselves from a dysfunctional, abusive government was a year marked by, among other things, violence. It seems more than a little obvious to say that the violence in question is the means by which the United States became the United States. But even as I state this blatant truth, you might begin to sense that we're treading near a subject that's on the verge of being blacklisted and banned from the regularly shrinking list of acceptable thoughts that we're allowed to share publicly in the New America. To even state that 1776 was violent, and that said violence was the means by which the United States secured freedom from the British Empire, has become, well, something like treasonous speech and treasonous thought in America. Or at least that's the way it seems to be heading, and pretty fast. So while we still have a second or two to share thoughts like this publicly, allow me to remind those who have enjoyed referencing our brave forefathers or the spirit of 76 in the past that those forefathers and that spirit incorporated violence and the threat of violence when necessary. Now, I'm not, as I say that, I'm not necessarily defending the violence or advocating anything like that at any other point in history. I'm just wanting to focus us all on the fact that that is what happened in 1776. That's the reality. I am in no way attaching this approach to any other period of time, including the present or the future, and I am certainly not advocating or defending any sort of violence in the present or future. I'm simply referencing crystal clear facts of history. In this context, we're well served to consider the way that so many politicians have used the Founding Fathers and the spirit of 1776 in the years and decades leading up to where we're at now. Think of all the campaign material you've either gotten in the mail, or the commercials you've seen on television, or the speeches that you've heard given at political rallies or events. This is something we should really be thinking a lot about right now in light of where we're at this moment in American history. Do the politicians who've made frequent and profitable rhetorical use of 1776 really admire 1776 as something more than a political prop or campaign speech reference point? I mean, do they really admire and want the spirit of 1776 in 2021 America? If not, if they've just been using references to our brave, courageous forefathers to score some points, maybe gain a little ground career-wise, then aren't they mocking the founders who actually fought and advocated fighting for the freedoms that we used to have before these same kinds of politicians sold them out from under us? And aren't they insulting the people they're trying to manipulate with this 1776 lingo and campaign material? And for all of the religious leaders who claim an abhorrence of all violence, or at least all non-BLM promoted violence, while regularly citing the hard-won freedoms secured by the self-sacrificial acts of our founding fathers, acts that certainly included the threat, advocacy, and use of violence, what's up with that? They do know that 1776 was violent, right? And that's all I'm saying here. 1776 was violent, and we need to be able to calmly, coolly, and confidently consider that basic reality of such a pivotal time in history as adults, and not let this subject be added to the shelf of untouchable ideas and unthinkable thoughts in the New America. We need to at least be able to acknowledge these sorts of simple facts of history without any sense of shame for doing so. 1776 was violent. And 1776 produced the United States of America, which in no way inherently justifies the violence in question and does not automatically paint many or even any acts of violence in 1776 as right, proper, or good. Saying that 1776 was defined in part by violence is a simple statement of fact. That's all. Anyone telling you not to think such things, much less speak them in public, is not a person that you want to enable or encourage with compliance. Even when they begin to threaten you with economic or physical violence, when you fail to cave into their inquisitorial demands, as more and more of the 1776 haters are doing these days. But even this rising Orwellian suppression of 1776 is backfiring on the tyrannical little goons in DC, Big Tech, and Fox News. The more they attempt to redefine 1776 as inherently evil for its use of things like violence, and violence often led by slave owners, no less, the more they dig their own graves, metaphorically speaking. I'd like to encourage everyone listening to research the subject for themselves. Was 1776 violent? If so, why? And how? And to what end? Research it for yourself. Look into things. Read books. Read articles. Study. Dig deep and find the answers to these questions while you're still allowed to do so. If you appreciate commentary like this and want to support it while it's allowed to exist, please subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell, and connect with us on the social media platforms linked below.